a little update on some of your hurt guys, your injured guys, where they're at?
Well, Peluso's still week to week. Enstrom, I think, is a little bit more than a week. I'm not quite sure where he's at there, so he's right around there. And then the other guys that weren't out there today were just maintenance days.
Do you expect to see Toby skating with the team around a week?
I'm not sure there what the time frame is. I think it's a little bit around there when he starts to come back. Well, you know, I mean, he's played pretty well for us, and he's can handle himself and stuff like that, but you don't have him, so it's not something that I deal with. He's just not in the lineup, and he's hurt, so I don't really deal with that, how much we miss him. For us, there's a way to win the game, and whether he's a factor or the physical element is a factor remains to be seen. You know, we didn't dress physicality last time we played them. We ended up losing the game. Was that the reason why? I don't believe so. I'll be a game time decision.
How would you classify his play? Obviously, he didn't play much in that last game.
He's been okay. You know, I like Alexander. He's a good player. Can be a real good player. And we'll see.
Need some support in scoring. Some of the guys who are supposed to score scoring, you're not getting a lot from underneath. How far would that go for your club if you got an extra goal?
If we got an extra what?
From the support guys,
yeah, well, it would go a long way, but you know, right now it is what it is. We're getting really good goaltending. We're defending well. We're finding ways to get points in games. So you know, yes, you'd like to have some different things happening there with the depth part of your lineup that could help you. It would certainly help, but we have what we have, and we'll just try to find ways to win the game. You know, like I'm not sitting here putting pressure on the third and fourth lines and saying we have to score. They know they'd like to contribute, but you got to find ways to contribute in other ways. And, you know, for us, we can keep getting points, and that's what we're trying to get done.
Six of the X and eight here at home. How important is this championship game for you?
Well, we have to do a lot better at home in a lot of ways. You know, teams are ready to play in this building. I think it motivates the opposition. You know, we have to get our fans really involved in the game, especially early. The starts are really important. We just have to, you know, get them on our side, and we have to do that through our play, and that's what has to happen. So obviously, you know, we've kind of turned things around on the road, and things have gone in reverse, whereas at home here, we haven't been able to do as well as we'd like. So, you know, for us, we're coming through the stretch here where we have to really make some hay here.
Even though the results might not be here at home this year, is it nice to get back to the MTS Center after a long road trip?
Well, it is. I think we've been on the road 16 of our last 21 days, so it feels like we've been gone for quite some time. We came home for a short stint, but it was very short. It doesn't even feel like we've been home. But, you know, for us, the comforts of home are great, but you have to perform, you know, and that's one of the things that we have to do. So we want to have some success here, and we have to try to find a way to get that done here so, you know, we can start feeling good about the way we play. No, I don't tell the players what to do on shootouts, stuff like that. I think that player tries to go in and score and do what he can to score. I think as soon as you tell a player what he needs to do and where he should shoot or not do, I think that, you know, the situation in Ottawa, I don't have too much comment. I saw it this morning. Kind of limits you. You know, my first thought when I saw that is, how do you get the puck up? If you're a goalie, just lie across the goal line, you know, unless it's coming at the end, but kind of limit yourself there a bit. But, you know, I don't have much comment past that.
What was the difficulty selling the things that go into playing the right way when you guys get away with games where you don't necessarily play the right way?
Well, you know, you'd like to win in a perfect way all the games, but it just doesn't work out that way, you know. So I think you have to take what you've got. Like, it's, you have to, you know, you can look at it different ways. Like, you always play the right way to win, or, you know, you're finding ways to get points and finding ways to win games. I mean, are you ever going to be satisfied? You know, so on one hand, you know, you win and you get criticized, and you lose and you get criticized. When, you know, so what's the right method? For me, you have to find a way to manage it. We're getting some production out of, you know, one line, sometimes a little bit more out of others, and we're finding ways to get it done. And I think from that standpoint, you take things, put things in perspective, and you take what you can. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and start saying, geez, you know, we're winning, but, you know, we're not, you know, we all know how we'd like to play. Is it going to work that way? Not all the time, you know, so. No, it is from my own assessments. You know, I haven't been happy with the way that we've started. I haven't been happy with some things, and so the cause for concern is what's going on in some of those areas. What's either standing in the way, or that's the solutions you're trying to find as a coach. You know, like for me, we have to have energy to play and produce, and when we do that, the results kind of look after themselves. If you win by accident, that's going to run out. You're going to run into some problems there, and that's where the fear comes in for me. You know, we'll take them, but let's be real. The one thing I like to do is be honest with our team and make sure that we look in the mirror and how we play. And even if you, for example, even if you outshoot an opponent 12-3 and you're winning 3-1 and you're not playing very well, I mean, you know, let's be real. That's, for me, it's all in how you play and if you're doing the right things.
Well, more than where you are, not kind of a question, but with respect to, you got a guy in Old Yokin in your room that played 799 regular season games before he got to feel what the playoffs were like as a player. You've got Zach Bogosian's 5 years, he's waiting, he's tired of watching it on TV. Hainsey 570 tonight, he's not seen the playoffs. When you look at this group, do you see a bunch of young guys? Do you see enough of what you need to see when you talk there about big picture?
Mm-hmm.
Going in, I know you're focusing now kind of
sure
with a pinpoint on what's gone wrong or not gone well in your estimation over the last 2 weeks or whatever it is. Are you seeing enough of what you need to see in this group to get?
Well, am I seeing enough? That's a good question, because what you look for in your group is how do you handle the situation when you're getting either at the line or above the line, and can you take that next step? You know, that's what you look for. How are the guys handling either the pressure or the stress of trying to take a step forward? And that's what you look for. That's where I think we're trying to find our way. And I can't sit here and tell you that, yes, we completely know, you know, but like we played against New Jersey last game, and we didn't start very well. I thought we played a little better as the game went on. That's a team that went to the final. We were down 2-0, and we found a way to come back in the game. We got a point out of the game, you know, so I did like some things about the way that we played in that game against a team that knows how to win. Do we exactly know how to win right now? I think we're trying to find that solution, and I think that you can see the stress during the game, in the game, with players that don't have the experience of winning and what it takes, and I think that that's where we're trying to help them out.
What do you think of Derek Meach in his first game?
I like Derek Meach. I thought that he played with poise, didn't look rattled in a game that was not that easy to play, played his offside, and I thought he played pretty well, you know, in a game that was fairly difficult, especially early, you know. So I thought Derek was good.
On the road against Florida, there's a scene with Romistrov after he missed a couple of shifts on the TV, and he was seen laughing. Is it fair to say that there's still a maturing process with him off yet? As well, I talked to him a lot more of it this morning. He said he sort of figured that out on his own. Where are you sit with that?
Well, I'll just put it this way. I would sooner keep my thoughts to myself on those things, and I'll let you make the assessment on what you think of it, you know. Like, I have my thoughts, but I don't need to share that with